This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's your highlight. Your Buffalo Bills take a beating last night. I don't even want to. 25-point loss. 25-point loss.
And it was horrible.
There may be a lot of people thinking nobody had it worse last night than the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, McDermott.
Yep. And you'd be wrong.
What happened?
Because there is a man who had it much, much worse. And we're not going to say we told you so.
It was my own hurricane.
We're not.
It was.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Let's get right into this.
Let's do it.
Let's get right into this.
Let's hurt Tommy.
Because Tommy Mitt. No, you hurt yourself. You hurt yourself. I tried to warn you. You made some picks on Friday.
This should not count based on the fact that they were not prepared.
Oh, no, they were prepared.
No, they were not. Prepared for what?
What we saw last night. Look, man, the points were brought up that this is an injury-ravaged defense, then the Ravens' strengths, we're going to target those weaknesses. Mm. And somebody will be
unprepared.
Tommy made his picks on Friday? Mm. Let's find out how he did.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Mule Excuse Postgame Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to Tommy's first pick on Friday.
It's been me.
On a postgame Monday on CMF. Over under, 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson.
So he's got to get 2 touchdowns himself.
Anyway.
That's a lot in this league. Touchdowns are tough.
Yeah.
They don't just hand them out, Pat. You gotta earn every one of them. Uh-huh. You gotta grind it out.
Yep.
I will take the under on that.
The under?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's gonna get 2.
Why?
I'm not saying they won't score twice.
I understand.
I'm just saying I don't think he's gonna do it.
No, I get it. But outside of Lamar Jackson, I mean, Derrick Henry, the
running
back.
That's all they got.
Who we'll talk about in a little while.
They're a two-dimensional football.
So that means he's gonna have to do more.
He may. But Kenny?
Mm-hmm.
He's a 2-time MVP. He took his team to the AFC Championship last year.
I understand that. I got it. But you know what? Those awards don't matter when you get on the field today. When you flip that coin, nobody cares that you're an MVP in my ass.
No, you're right. You mean like when you get on the field and take your team to the AFC Championship game? You mean like that? You mean like when that
Maybe
happens?
Like that.
If you want to make the argument.
I see the game differently.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
So just to be clear, you are under 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson.
Sorry. I'm all in on McDermott.
Man, a lot of making fun, Kimmy, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of fun making. Let's check in on how Lamar Jackson is doing. Barely. No, it was a full 2 touchdowns over which. Okay. So here's what's weird about Lamar Jackson, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I really like watching Lamar Jackson play football.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
When he's not playing Buffalo, obviously.
Mm. Yeah.
There are times in games where he looks unstoppable, and we saw that last night.
Yeah.
There are also those weird moments where he looks bad.
Yeah, but that's very Josh Allen. I mean, you can make the same argument with Josh Allen,
right? Okay, so Josh Allen to me, and look, I don't disagree
with
what
you're
saying.
Has a bad game, it's ugly.
I agree. But it's when
ugly.
It feels like Josh is trying to do too much, where there are times where Lamar doesn't know what is going on. At least it looks that way, and maybe I'm looking at it through Bill's eyes.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a point where they came out of halftime, right? Lamar was not playing well at all. And obviously after that trick play went awry for the Bills, they got it back on track. But, Kimmy, the Bills were driving down 11. If they score a touchdown there, they're down 3 with a 2-point conversion. That game was not out of hand with 10 minutes left in the third.
It wasn't out of hand, but the Bills still would have been down, and the Ravens still looked like they couldn't be stopped.
They had stopped them twice. They had stopped them in back-to-back drives.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
I think the Bills maybe would have made it closer. I don't know if it was going to swing far enough where they could have completely flipped both offensively and defensively.
Understood. Understood. Not a bad point. But one point that's irrefutable.
What's that?
You're 0-1.
Okay.
0-1 on a bad pick. Let's get to our second pick from Friday and a Mule Postgame Excuse Monday here on CMF. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen Sunday night.
I mean, you got to think Josh Allen, the hottest quarterback in the league.
Right? He is.
Are you talking physically or playing wise?
Mm-hmm. However you want to cut him up.
Okay.
He's number one. And he's got the hot hand.
Sure, sure.
But, and if you're telling me these guys can't stop the pass, it's gonna be a light show.
Okay, a light show.
Oh, yeah, they want to light it up.
It's gonna be a light
show.
Light
it up.
Hey, got your tickets for the light show? Are you done?
I'm definitely taking the over on
but
that.
This
based on what you told me.
Okay, but this
why wouldn't they exploit it with all the weapons they have now? And everybody's full of confidence.
You're right. You're right.
It's go time.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen last night, 16 of 29, 180 yards.
How come you said that he could pass on this team? And why didn't he?
I was waiting for that to break open.
That was based on your advice.
I had said, I gave you the statistics, yes, and I had said,
worst in the league.
They were.
30.
They were as of last night. I had said, when even a defense that's bad at something, when they know it's coming, that could be the key to stopping it. You didn't want to listen. By the way, not only does he only throw for 180 yards, first game for Josh Allen this season without any kind of touchdown. But you can't pin that one on Josh last night.
No.
Right? He was running for his life. He took a beating standing still, which we haven't seen Josh Allen do. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
He got some cheap shots on him, too.
Yeah, that pulling off the helmet play was weird. Yeah. I'd like that explained.
There was that slide where he got slammed, too, but that guy, they didn't call nothing.
Also that.
They should have won the game on that.
And I'm trying to figure out, too, on the trick play where he got blasted, right? It was after the pass was gone, and normally a shot like that on the quarterback would be a flag.
Because he got hit and then got hit again.
Yeah, I'm not complaining, right?
Yeah.
But, was that not a flag because he didn't start the play as the quarterback? Is that why they didn't give him
the grace? Well, I mean, the play just got so messy because it was kind of a fumble. So you could argue, I didn't see it as, a definite, roughing the quarterback situation.
Okay. Either way, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter either way.
Yeah.
What does matter is you're 0-2.
Yeah.
It's a Mule Postgame Excuse Monday here on a Postgame Monday on CMF. What is amazing about Josh, however, even in a blowout loss, he still manages to do something you've never seen before in your life. That 56-yard bomb while his whole body is out of bounds. Turning sideways to Khalil Shakir right out of the locker room. How does a human being do that?
He needs to do that more.
Yeah, okay. We'll write that down.
You should practice that.
You should probably practice picking not the worst picks ever. This might be the greatest pick you've ever made in your life.
Coming up?
Right now.
Right.
Let's get to our third pick from Tommy.
What was it?
On Friday on CMF. Over under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
So he can be stopped based on those stats.
Yes.
Slow start.
Okay. I always think McDermott figures these guys out.
Okay.
These one-dimensional stars. I think he respects Henry a lot.
Okay.
I'm sure he wishes he has him.
Uh-huh.
That way he does his homework on him.
Okay.
So the guru is going to put it to him.
Oh, I thought you were referring to yourself there.
The guru?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm like a little McDermott, really, if you think about it.
So then what's your pick?
I don't think he's going to be as impressive as you think.
So you're going under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back.
I will take the under on that.
Under. Under 85.
Yeah.
Okay, so just let's remember here.
Yeah.
He's under 85 rushing yards, Kimmy. Under 85. Let's check the first play from scrimmage from the Baltimore Ravens last night.
Untouched.
87-yard touchdown. Your pick didn't make it to the second play from scrimmage for the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, who saw that?
You lost on the first play from scrimmage.
But who thought they were going to give up a historic play like. Isn't that like the most he's ever done?
That was his long. That was the longest run in Ravens franchise history. I don't know if it was Henry's.
I think it's Sunday Night Football, too.
Also possible.
There was like some kind of stat.
Also possible. Literally no one else had touched the ball, and your pick was out the
window.
How
did they let that happen?
I mean, the guy's one of the most talented running backs
in NFL history. No, but you didn't even. I get like you can bowl people over.
Sure.
You didn't touch anybody for 87 yards. Like, these guys were, like, running
just
after him.
Going on a jog.
Look, man.
He didn't even look out of breath when he got into the end zone.
I don't know how a man that big moves that fast. Either. It's astonishing because you had corners sprinting as hard as they
but
could.
But you didn't even block. You didn't even.
Look.
Nobody.
We talked about it on Friday. The weakness of this Bills defense was the two depth linebackers, right, and your nickel corner.
What
and
about the line?
Those are the three guys.
What are those guys doing?
The
see that guy right there?
The
what
line
are doing?
Is supposed to tie up
they're
the
going
guy.
Over here. Somebody going over there.
I'm not even
going
to give you the...
Wait. Somebody's scratching their ass.
Okay.
Everybody's grabbing.
Henry finished.
Nobody's tackling.
Henry finished last night, 24 carries, 199 yards. He destroyed the Bills. Oh. I am surprised that the Ravens kept him in the game long after it was decided, trying to get him to 200 yards, which he didn't get. Considering his age and how valuable he is, it seems, to that offense.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was injured a lot last year, why, Kimmy, would you risk him getting hurt?
I was surprised.
Well, to 200?
Yeah, because I heard them mention that they're trying to get him his yards, but this seems like a silly way to do that.
Right?
Does he have something in his contract where he would get like a huge bonus or something?
I don't know, but even if you do, hey man, it's week four.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Or maybe Harbaugh's a dick.
Well,
both of those boys are dicks.
All right, let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy Friday here in the break room on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within 2.5?
Well, based on my other picks, I'm taking a flat out goddamn win.
Okay.
That's a confident win,
right?
Straight
there.
Up uncut Baltimore win.
Okay. No, Buffalo win.
Buffalo
win. In Baltimore.
Okay.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So they're winning, so they're going to cover the 2.5 then. So that's it. We're done there.
What do you mean?
We're asking.
Like farther afield? What do I see?
Well, look, there. If the line's 2.5, if the Bills win, even if the Bills win, the Vegas would be predicting a close Bills win.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did we determine was a good score? To get a blowout.
A blowout is 10 points. If you win by 10 or more in the break room, that's a break room blowout.
All right.
Yeah.
10 lousy points.
Oh, come on, man.
You don't think.
They got
Josh
10 lousy
Allen,
points.
What you've seen so far, like what he did last week was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. All right. So then.
Blowout. Now, technically, it was a blowout.
Oh, it's definitely a blowout.
Yeah.
And I.
Yeah,
I just had the wrong side blowing out.
But that's kind of an important part of gambling.
But blowout was called.
Yeah, no, it was definitely
so
a blowout.
I should get a hint of a point.
Nobody.
A sea hair of a dangling sea hair of a point for blowout. Because y'all weren't calling blowout.
No.
None of y'all.
Oh, no, I wasn't calling the blowout.
No, you're
Bills.
All saying tight, close, who has the ball last.
Who has the ball last.
Yeah. Sounds like Baltimore always had the ball.
Baltimore had the ball last, and they won the game.
Yeah.
So I
first,
was right.
Last, in the middle, during a commercial break.
So let's see. You are 0-4. You are a bonus pick away from an 0-4. Let's get to that bonus pick here on a Muley Postgame Excuse Monday on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. I do believe that after this game, and it's going to be impressive, I think Josh is going to put on another historic performance.
That's not you. We need a specific thing.
Well, they are going to crown him.
Uh-huh.
Crown right? him.
They're going to crown him.
Okay.
And it's going to be verbal. It said on the National Airways of America of God Bless America.
Yeah.
That he is now America's quarterback.
They're going to say the words. He is America's quarterback.
Yes.
Who,
this is
who
our
is going to say that? Who is going to say that?
One of the
somebody
broadcasters.
on the broadcast.
I'm not. I
on the broadcast that he's on.
They're going to go. You are now looking at America's quarterback.
Okay, so your bonus pick is some.
America.
Not this is America's team.
This is America's quarterback.
Okay. So to be clear, it's someone on the NBC broadcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Can it be on the after show, like
no,
the recap?
No, sure,
show?
Fine. Anytime on NBC after, sure. Yeah, sure, right. Fine.
I mean, I didn't hear it.
Why? Oh,
well,
I did not see any evidence.
I didn't stay
of that.
Up late enough to hear it.
Yeah, I was up for the whole thing.
I'm going to say they definitely didn't happen after the game.
Well, they hate America.
Yeah, they probably hate America.
America-hating media got it out for them.
Without fail, Without fail.
Yeah.
Every time you have a good week, you get overconfident.
But that's how gamblers play, baby.
Run your mouth.
We live on the edges, man. We push the envelope, baby.
No, like you.
How you play.
I'm of the impression. I'm convinced because you know I'm a degenerate gambler. That if you try to put a legitimate parlay together, which you do every week, and you go over, you should get paid a little something. Much like Quick Draw, if you pick like, you know, 10 numbers and none of them hit.
Straight losers?
Yeah. That you see, you get paid a little bit. You get like your money back. I forget what it was. I played Quick Draw in forever. The Golden Sombrero, 0-5. Congratulations.
We got next week, man. I'm hearing big things are going to happen in Texas.
Yeah, and it's like we talked about this morning. I'm not worried about the Bills. I am worried about you because you know nothing about this team.
Last week I did know.
No, you fell ass backwards.
No, what about the week before that? I did pretty good.
You were 2-2-1.
And then the first week I was really good.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? I'm the one that's supposed to not remember. I'm the old one.
Okay. Look, here. All right, remember this. You sucked. You suck tomorrow. You will suck the day after. And as soon as they put you in the ground, you suck so hard, you are still sucking. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.